Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, October 21st, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this afternoon, Local 802, the union representing Broadway's musicians, will continue negotiations with the Broadway League on a new standard contract this Wednesday. The union has given the league until Thursday morning before they say they will strike immediately. Musicians have been working on an expired contract since September, and since then they have been aiming to achieve a new one, one that includes increased wages and healthcare contributions. A musician strike would darken 23 currently running Broadway musicals. If Actors Equity Association decides to strike in solidarity, which is likely, some plays would darken as well. The last Broadway strike occurred in 2007, a 19-day work stoppage coming via stagehands. Musicians last went on strike for 5 days in 2003. This is a developing story. In casting news, two Broadway favorites will soon be joining the company of Chicago. Kate Baldwin will be the next Roxy Hart from November 10th through January 11th, and Alex Newell is the next matron Mama Morton from November 17th to January 11th. Baldwin, a seasoned veteran, is a two-time Tony nominee for the 2009 revival of Finian's Rainbow and her most recent Broadway appearance in the 2017 revival of Hello, Dolly. Newell, known for television's Glee and Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, made history in 2023's Shucked, becoming the first openly non-binary performer to win a Tony in an acting category. Roxy Hart and Mama Morton are currently being played by Mira Sorvino and Angela Grovey, respectively, through November 2nd and November 16th. Chicago is the longest-running American musical in Broadway history and still runs at the Ambassador Theater. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, October 19th. Coming off a holiday weekend the week before, grosses were expectedly down a bit overall, but it was still a strong week for most titles. It was game on at the Imperial Theater as Chess played its first four previews. The highly anticipated musical revival, starring Lea Michele, Aaron Tveit, and Nicholas Christopher, sold out at $1,203,198, opening night is November 16th. The Queen of Versailles played six previews at the St. James. The Kristen Chenoweth-led musical made $898,774, opening night is November 10th. One of the few shows that increased in gross week after week was the new play Liberation, which still made just $225,705 and filled up just 63% of the James Earl Jones. That is still in previews and opens on October 28th. And Oh Mary saw a big climb at the Lyceum under its new star, Jane Krakowski, who started last week. $1,280,116 went in the bank as John Andrew Morrison and Cheyenne Jackson also began performances in the historical comedy. Across 32 running shows, Broadway made over $38.1 million. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.